Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, with Mr. Josh Starn.
We are the
podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. So on this episode, part three of Lay Off, Don't Worry, let's get to the nitty gritty of done everything you're supposed to do. Got yourself in position with the interviews, and you're now being sought after for a new position. How do you go about the negotiation tactics? Make sure you don't rush into something too fast. Josh, I'll go over all this for you real quick. But again, remember, we do have a guide that will walk you through how to get to this point, and then also how to make sure at this point how to get what you need. So you can check that out on our website, highpowertech.com. Josh, you got the platform. Let's walk them through this part three.
Hi, guys. So part three. So remember, go back and check part one, part two, so that this makes sense. You know, part one, we talked about starting the process and what it took. Part two, we kind of reiterated what first looks like, but what the outcome of all of the work that I did, you know, generated. And here's part three. So part three, yes, I am happily employed at this point. Now, I've got some advice for everyone, though. So as you start this process, and again, it's a very, very well outlined in a document that we've created that is for purchase on our website. Again, it's worked. It's pretty awesome. I don't know what else to say. You know, it's amazing on how well it worked, how fast it worked. It crossed all the T's, dotted the I's, and I think you guys will definitely agree. But so with all the work that I did, and I said this in the last one, that I'm still at this point getting people reaching out about jobs. So it generated a ton of options. Now, that's always good. Now, all of these options have been bigger than what I'd come from. You know, the job that I was very good when I got laid off, and all of these opportunities have continued to grow, which is, it blows my mind. You know, I was talking to Mark last week about two more that came in. I'm literally at the gym on the stairs, and I get a text message from a CRO of a very large company that I had talked to, and it's a big offer. You know, we all know what we've made and where we're at. And, you know, when those bigger offers come in and you start moving into those bigger boy roles, and it just kind of puts a smile on your face, you know? So I had, within the first 3 days, I had two first round interviews. Within a week, I had, my gosh, I think three second round interviews, two more first round interviews. And by the end of that week, I had a third round interview with a company. By the third week, I'd already had an offer on the table. Offer came in. It was great. They loved me. They wanted to get it done. I controlled the process. And now it's time to start really negotiating to make sure it is what you want. So I started negotiating salary. They came in extremely low. I countered back a little higher than normal. We kind of met in the middle, but they knew what they were getting. So we settled on that. And the reason I bring this up is, don't just take anything. You know what you need to make to live. Now, guys, it's all about what life is. When you're younger, you know, you kind of live around your work. You go make money so you can play. As you get older, life becomes so much more special. And as you get older, it's fast. And what can we say? Tomorrow's going to come. The next day's going to come. Next month's going to come. It moves. You need to enjoy what you do. You need to enjoy life. So reason I'm saying this is sometimes when you get laid off, you get let go, you're looking for a job, you're so quick to just take something. And then you're miserable. If you just follow a process and be patient, you know, I've always had coaches and Mark and I talk about this all the time, being in fitness, but it's trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. And sometimes it's hard when you don't see the process, you don't see the light, but I promise you, when that light hits and you trusted the process, you're more than happy. So anyway, took the offer, and now I've been in my seat for going on almost 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. In the 4 weeks, I've probably only worked about 2.5 because I had a vacation planned. So I was gone and did some things, but make sure those are pre-negotiated. Now I've had other offers come to light that are even bigger. They're one of which is what I call a dream role. And it's the role that I wanted the most. It's the one that I was a little bummed that it took so long. It didn't come in first. There's nothing wrong with taking something because you have to get something done. There's nothing wrong with taking a job to pay the bills, to get things moving. You have to put food on the table. You have to pay your car payment. You have to get stuff done. Now, The role that I'm currently in is an amazing role. It's an amazing company. I'm not saying that I'm going to move, but I'm always willing to have a conversation. Always willing to talk to these companies, find out what they're offering, find out what's going on. And at the very least, keep them in my wheelhouse. Keep them, you know, as my network. Keep them there so that you have them. But the whole point of this is always be open to weighing out your options. You know, like I said, I'm with a great company, some of the best managers I've ever worked for. Their thought processes are a lot like mine. Their end goal is a lot like mine. It's an amazing place to be. So you can go from what you think right now is the perfect job, or maybe you hate it. But let's just say it's a great job. You've been there for years. When you found out you're being laid off, it hits you by surprise. You can't believe it. I promise you there's light at the end of the tunnel. You can go find like companies. You can find what you want. Now you get to start over. You get to go find something that's more aligned with what you want to do currently. If you've been with a company for a while, you may have changed. You may have wanted to go in a different direction. And let's be real, right now is not the time to be trying to find a different type of job. There's so many people looking. So with this said, always be open to new opportunities, but don't miss out on ones that are right in front of your face. I've seen people not take opportunities and then nothing comes in. So what I'm telling you is you've got to make the best decision for yourself and for your family, but trust the process.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you, as you listen to him talk right there, you like, it's a fine line. It's like we're towing between, you know, just don't take the first one that comes, but you like, I need work, right? You know, the same token, you know, you take one, you get a job, and then all, and in Josh's case, because he did such an extraordinary of his job for positioning himself in a way, where he get opportunities upon opportunities, whereas most people don't do it that way. Most people, you know, the reason why take what's being offered off top is because you only have that one opportunity. Josh, because he followed the system that he put in place and that we talked about before, and he had a foundational approach to things, he created more opportunities for himself, but he was still able to take something to kind of stop the bleeding, if you will. But even the way he took to stop the bleeding is still better than what the last position was. So it's a fine line between everything that we do in life. What Josh and I both want to make sure you understand is if you have a foundational approach that is aligned with your value, but it's also structured very well to where you have a system in place, it becomes easier to weigh the decisions that need to be made that will best benefit you for not only the present moment, but your future self. And that's what we always want to bring to you, is that clearness of mind of how to approach each phase of, you know, the career path, right? Because it's always different phase. And only you know exactly what you need that's going to work for you. But like Josh said, don't just jump at the first one given to you. But if you position yourself well enough, you will have opportunities, and that should allow for you to be able to create, you know, choices down the road. And then at that point, you don't want to burn bridges, right? But you need to still do what's best for you. And if you need, you know, clarity on how to walk through that process, both he and I are here. Him having gone through it immediately right now. And you hear Josh talking about his process of what he had to do when he lost his job now a month and a half, 2 months ago, to capturing a career and multiple career opportunities now in less than a month and a half. The reason why we're bringing this to you is because it happened, for one. It was facts. Two, it's at a very unique time when, like we've said before, so many of you out there right now are going through being laid off, surprised, right? Because you didn't know, you didn't see it coming. Some of you, like you said, done like your job and you just decide, I'm going to step away. Great, but now you're struggling to try to figure out where to go to next, right? It's imperative that you listen to what Josh and I are sharing and you go to our website to pick up this guide, because this is the tool you need to help give you that clarity, like I said, the clearness of mind of how to approach this particular phase of what's next at this particular juncture in your career path to get a proper career that's going to allow you to put food on the table, travel, you know, have, you know, savings, you know, have investments and take care of your life. All right. So if you feel like on one hand, you got to take the first option given, and that's what you feel, great, do what you have to do. But if you feel like you need help or advice, you heard Josh just explain some things to you that you may not have thought about, come talk to us. We're here to help you with that process. All right, Josh?
Yeah, you know, and then I was just going to say, we started this to help people. You know, when we first started it from podcast one to up to today, we have wanted to help in all facets of this crazy staffing world, whether it be hiring managers or recruiters or, you know, people looking for jobs. We've shared a lot of information on how we could just do better, you know, processes and the right way to do things. And again, it's all perception and it's all, but all of this stuff is verifiable and works. It's been proven. It gets it done. I mean, we've talked about in podcasts how to do your job, how to prospect, how to create new accounts, how to do all that stuff. Well, I've been in a job for 4 weeks and I've done just that. I followed my process and I've done extremely well. But we created this. We've found a need that people are struggling and they're struggling to find employment. And a lot of people are taking employment that's not necessarily paying for what it needs to pay for. Right. And then when it just happened to me and I get the call and I'm being laid off, it allowed me to go through the process, define the process, create the process, and with Mark's help, come up, formulate a game plan of how we could help more people to do the same thing.
Right.
You know, there's nothing worse as a man, you know, and even a single mom. I mean, really anybody out there that's got responsibilities, kids, a house, a car note, all these other different things, you want to take care of responsibility. So we formulated this and we put our heads together and we designed this and we went through this with the wanting to help people.
Yeah. And I think Josh and brother, you hit on the air right here. The security factor, you know, no matter if you're the one, the breadwinner for you, right? You want security. And so we want good careers, quality paying jobs. We want security to be able to take care of our livelihood, right? And the only way we get security, what we were told from, you know, from the beginning was get a degree. Get a degree. Find a good job. That's your security, right? But it started with education. It started with getting knowledge, getting, you know, understanding of whatever, the science or engineering, you know, how to build, whatever, you know, you gain knowledge in something. Right now, if you are stagnant trying to find the next career path where you've lost understanding of how to gain the knowledge of how to do so. And it's not your fault because Josh and I realized when we started this podcast, like we said, we wanted to help people, but we realized there was no real center point that people to go to gain more knowledge on how to do this part, right? If you're in a specific career set and you're with a company, yeah, we all know we can go to SHRM or we can go to, you know, continuing credits in this particular field or whatever it may be. But when it comes down to just, shoot, I've lost my job. I am stressed out the wazoo. I still have two kids. Then if you're a female, I got a husband to take care. If you're a male, I got a wife to take care, right? Or like you said, if you're, you know, a single parent, you know, shit, if you're just you by yourself, I got me to take care of. And I don't have an income anymore. And I'm scared. That place of being fearful, a lot of times we shrink and we don't know where to go. And we don't go anywhere. And we get stuck and use the same techniques and we get what they call insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, right? So you're like, well, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm talking to people, but I'm saying the same thing and I haven't really developed a new narrative. I really haven't put on my resume and what I'm sending out is not anything that's separating me from the pack. If you are doing the same thing and don't know and you're not getting the results you need, you have to get the education in. And that's why we're here. And that's why what Josh and I put together in this program is important for you to go capture because it is the new education of what you're going through right now. Luckily, and I hate to say it this way, Jack, but you know how it is luckily that recently he had to go through this, but we were able to put together the structure because it's now relevant to the current paradigm at hand that you're facing listening to this episode, right? It sucks when you read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and that was written in 1926, whatever it was, 1930. Now it's 2024, right? There's a certain disconnect, right, between someone who's 31 right now reading that book, you know, as opposed to, because it's a different time, right? Not the same technology, not the same type of, you know, energy, not, you know, Andrew Carnegie is now, Elon Musk, totally different style, right? Your approach is, right? So what I'm saying is, if you're looking for some education that can help you right now, we have created that because he went through it right now. He combined my knowledge and my expertise of what I have. We combined what he went through and what he has and his knowledge and expertise and put it into a program that can educate you to get you employed immediately, right now, in this time. It's up to you now to take that and not just be fearful of what you don't know, but go into the same, get the education, so the fact and that's to an insight that you're
going to. It's interesting you say it that way, though, because it's like, if you've been at your job for, we'll say, 5 years plus, it is not the same time. The way that you got that job 5 years ago, even 4 years ago, I would even go back 3 years ago, is not the same way you're going to get a job today. It is not the same. It's night and day different. Back in the day, I already had a job before I left it. Like, it was easy. I didn't have to worry. It's a bit different this day and age. So we want to help you to alleviate that stress. But I'll tell you, if you've been at your job for 3, 4, 5 years, it's different. It's crazy.
But it's doable. Josh just showed, he was telling you and showing you, and we can show you what he did to use what the differences that are now. How to use it in a way where you can leverage the proper way so you can be more efficient, more effective, and get what you need. Don't be afraid of, you know, the AI that's out there. Don't be afraid of all this stuff that, you know, is totally different. You know, these new sources of how to, you know, build a resume or, you know, how to connect with someone. But you just need to know how to use them, how to leverage them properly. And if you don't know, that's why you come to us, okay?
Well, I mean, so, let's be real. Our process allows you to go past that.
Yes.
It doesn't put you in the same line. This is the VIP line. This isn't the process that we created. And I'm going to use standing at the club analogy. You know, you see, you got 150 people and you're number 75. You may not get in. No. This is the VIP access where you walk in and you sit. So this speeds up the process. I have read hundreds of messages on LinkedIn that people have been unemployed for 6, 7, 12 months and longer. No. It really had an offer and started within 3 weeks.
That's 3 weeks, y'all. Not 3 months, not 6 months, not a year. 3 weeks. Shit, not even 45 days. 3 weeks. Come on, people.
Like, I didn't even miss a full paycheck on a pay period.
And we're not trying to sell you. The reality is, this is your fucking life, man. This is your life. This is your career. This is your earning capability. If you are out of that, you are stuck. You are scared. You are afraid. And you don't know where the next dollar is coming from.
Yeah, we're passionate about helping people. That's where it comes from. You know, with having a fitness background, that's what we do. We help people. And we're very, very passionate about this. And me going through this made me even more passionate about it because I understand the stress that it causes. And so we are here to help and we're excited about it. And we want to show you how to do what I did and get you that next career.
That's right. So go to higherpowertech.com. We have our program there. We have our information there. Contact us. Let's talk about it. We'll walk you through how we're going to put it together, how you can use it, and how you can use our services if you need us one-on-one to go further from there, okay? But you can do this. Let's stop being out of work. Let's get into work, and let's sustain that level of work as we get into the pathway for us, all right? So anything else, Jay?
No, that's it. I'm sending virtual high fives and hugs, whatever you need, but go to our website, schedule some time with us and let us help you. Let's get you over that hump and move you back from that tree so you can see the forest.
No doubt. All right, guys, we'll see you on the next episode of higherpowertech.com. And remember, you can catch us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, anywhere where podcasts are heard or seen. You can catch us there. Okay. And make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll talk to you guys shortly. All right. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.